Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning and welcome. It is the third hour of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Rioting and talks of rioting and a future, they call them rallies. Without further ado, Congresswoman Kat Kamek joins us. And good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. We're doing great up here in our nation's capital, just enjoying this summer of peace and love.
Yeah. As you know, all hell was breaking loose in L.A., yeah. The riots there. And I know it's got to be near and dear to your heart, your husband being a first responder. I mean, they were just unloading every chance they could with bricks and Molotov cocktails and taking on police and first responders as well. What are your thoughts?
It's infuriating, absolutely infuriating. And you've heard Kash Patel, our FBI director, say this is a zero tolerance issue. And it's true. You give an inch, they'll take a mile. And you just have to marvel at the liberal logic here. You know, these are the same people that said, oh, if you don't wear a mask, if I can't cover my face, this is for my safety. And then if they're protesting, it's for their safety. But the minute that an ICE agent wants to cover their face for the protection of their family, because they're inevitably going to be doxxed, it's fascism. It's tyranny. It makes no sense. Make it make sense. You cannot. And I just am stunned that you have people like Governor Newsom, or Newscom, as President Trump calls him, and Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A., trying to pretzel logic their way into justifying violent protests against law and order. Meanwhile, these protesters are assaulting police officers, assaulting ICE agents, vandalizing cars, and they're so dumb that they're calling Waymos, these electric autonomous driving vehicles, which are pretty cool, by the way, but they're calling them so that they can then burn them. And I'm like, these people are so dumb, they don't realize that they have their driver's license in the app. So they're going to know who's burning these cars. And again, they're waving the Mexican flags and flags from foreign nations. Do they think that this actually makes sense in any situation? No. Americans hate this, and this is, again, why we're going to win in the midterms next year.
Yeah, I mean, how could it be for immigration? In other words, you want to stay here, but you're waving the flag of a foreign nation. Doesn't make sense. And B, if you have rioters that are part of an invading force carrying a foreign flag, maybe we should treat them a little bit more like an invading force.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing that is so frustrating, is we're seeing where they're protecting federal property, and you have folks like Karen Bass and others who are saying, oh, no, this is absolutely ridiculous that they've mobilized the National Guard. They're upping the ante. They're creating a more hostile environment. I'm sorry. It wasn't us that threw the first bricks and lit the first fires. We're not the ones out burning the American flag. This is why it is absolutely critical that we come down hard and fast, because like I said, you give an inch, they take a mile. And in this case, there needs to be zero tolerance for any kind of violence of any sort.
I saw it somewhere where a lefty friend of mine all of a sudden was fiscally responsible, worried that it would cost, you know, $134 million to, you know, deploy troops to that area. And he says, you know, troops that were not asked for during a peaceful protest that's constitutionally protected. It's like, what part of peaceful is the left? What are they seeing, or what aren't they seeing, that is quite obvious to everyone else who owns a TV?
And see, that's the thing. It's very 1984, the doublespeak, right? Or in the case of the Orwell, newspeak, where we all remember the book, you know, firemen weren't the ones who were putting fires out. They were the ones starting mm-hmm. them. This is how the left operates. It's very Rules for Radicals, very Saul Alinsky. They create new definitions. So what we term peaceful, right, is the complete opposite of what they think is peaceful. It's the same thing that happened at the border. Operational control, crisis, those were the terms that kept getting thrown around. And we all know that the border was out of control. It was wide open. It was covered by, you know, Fox News extensively, people on social media, everyone knew. But they said, oh, no, it's totally in under control. Meanwhile, the images of thousands upon thousands of people from 151 different nations literally walking across the border. Yeah, okay, that's operational control, sure. All right, okay, Jan.
Hey, I figured out the authoritarian thing that they've been calling President Trump, because for the life of me, I said, what's he doing authoritarian? He's protecting the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, etc. And then I figured it out. They had to label him that way so that then when they did start riots, when they did open the border, he would be forced into somewhat of an authoritarian role, because people like Governor Newsom are sitting on their hands allowing riots to occur. So they can say, see, we told you he's authoritarian. What are your thoughts on that?
That's actually that's pretty astute. I think that you're right. You know, this has never been about doing the right thing or trying to maintain law and order and peace. They would sooner have riots in the streets and law enforcement officers being injured and attacked violently than give President Trump any sort of credit whatsoever. And so as long as they are on the opposite side of President Trump, it doesn't matter how radical and far left they have to go, that's what they're going to do. Because in their mind, he is the bad man who they can never agree with, who has never done anything right. In mind is a fascist. Again, they don't know what the word fascist means. But this is the playbook. And they're going to go on these. It's not even 20% of the issues of the 80-20 scale. They're going into the 10-5%.
Yeah.
Where people are like, y'all are nuts. This is why they are polling at historic lows. This is why people from the middle and everywhere in between are saying, you guys have an identity crisis in the Democrat Party. And this is why we just need to keep getting the country back on track and moving ahead. That's a very short window that we have in order to rectify decades of wrongs, especially these last 4 years, which were a total and utter disaster.
Speaking of windows, what's the BBB, the Big Beautiful Bill? Kind of what's its status? What do you surmise? What do you guess at a possible timeline? Is this thing going to fly, and when?
Oh, man, Bob, you cut out for a second there. For a hot minute, I thought you said BBL, and I said, well, that's different, talking about Brazilian butt lifts.
Oh!
What are you into over there, Bob?
I'll never tell.
So the one big beautiful bill, it is currently sitting with the Senate. You know, they're working through their challenges. They've got the bird bath in the Senate, which is a series of six tests that every provision in the bill has to go through to comply with the reconciliation rules. Otherwise, that provision can be taken out completely. So once they get that wrapped up, hopefully by the end of this month, it'll come back to the House. And then we'll reconcile the differences between the two. But, you know, a lot of the fiscal conservatives like myself and I'll say, you know, Chip Roy, Mike Lee, Ron Johnson, several of us have deep concerns about the spending and what this is going to do to the debt. True, there are absolutely phenomenal provisions that we need to make sure we get across the finish line, like making sure our tax cuts are permanent, because in our district alone, in Alachua County, Marion County, everyone around us, we would see an immediate $2,000 increase on all our taxes in the lowest tax bracket going up from there if we don't get this done. And also, again, you have no tax on tips in this. You have no tax on overtime. So for all of our workers, our first responders, nurses, you know, people who work a lot of overtime, this is a very big deal. And, of course, we address a tax relief provision for seniors because under reconciliation, you can't do an outright no tax on Social Security. That has to be addressed in a different bill. Phenomenal things. And, of course, you know, the BRAINS Act, the largest regulatory reform effort in American history, our bill, the ultimate drain the swamp bill, empowering the people, that is also in this reconciliation package. So while it has a lot of good, it still has a long way to go. So our goal is to have this done and wrapped up by 4th of July.
Well, let's hope that that is the case, and that would be pretty good if that were to occur. And Congresswoman, just keep fighting the good fight for us up there. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Go Gators.
Yeah, go Gators. Thanks, Kat. Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the Bob Rose Show. It is 8:16. Coming up, our Second Amendment protector, if you will, from Gun Owners of America, Louis Valdez, will be joining us in just a little bit. What's the latest there? They've got a couple of lawsuits filed. Well, he'll explain coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I would think that this would destroy DEI. I'll explain what I'm talking about. It's 8:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. A unanimous Supreme Court. This happened about a week ago, but because of the riots and stuff, it just, I don't think that it really got the media coverage that it should have. And maybe some of the lamestream media maybe isn't all that happy about it. Let me explain. It was a unanimous Supreme Court that made it easier to bring lawsuits over so-called reverse discrimination, siding with an Ohio woman who claims she didn't get a job and then was demoted because she is straight. The justice's decision affects lawsuits in 20 states and the District of Columbia, where until now, courts had set a higher bar when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. Well, I guess what they discovered is something that many of us knew for a very long time, and that is discrimination is wrong. Discrimination is wrong.
Doesn't that seem like a simple concept?
It does to you and I.
Just asking.
A rare breed we are.
Just asking.
So, but this is a huge, I think it's a huge ruling. Mm-hmm. I think we can maybe finally do away with all the so-called affirmative action stuff, all the DEI stuff, all of that. Return to a meritocracy, best person for the job, and nobody can be called a token or anything else because you're going to sink or swim based on your skill set, your abilities, and getting the job done the way it is, the way it should be. The justice's decision, well, first of all, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't that the one who had a difficult time trying to give a definition of what a woman is? Wasn't that her? Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson? Yes. She wrote for the court that federal civil rights laws draw no distinction between members of majority and minority groups. Fantastic. And that's exactly as I've always seen it, because our rights are based on individual rights. Therefore, the weight of the majority should not carry any more weight than the minority, and also vice versa, individual rights. So she says, by establishing the same protections for every individual, without regard to that individual's membership in a minority or majority group, just like I said, Congress left no room for courts to impose special requirements on majority group plaintiffs alone. The court ruled in an appeal from Marlene Ames, who had worked for an Ohio Department of Youth Services for more than 20 years. Though he joined Jackson's opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas noted in a separate opinion that some of the country's, quote, largest and most prestigious employers have overtly discriminated against those they deem members of so-called majority groups. Thomas, joined by Justice Neil Gorsuch, cited a brief filed by the American First Legal, a conservative group actually founded by Trump aide Stephen Miller, to assert that, quote, American employers have long been obsessed with diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives and affirmative action plans. 2 years ago, the court's conservative majority outlawed consideration of race in university admissions, and it was about time. Since taking office in January, President Donald Trump has ordered an end to DEI policies in the federal government and has sought to end government support for DEI programs elsewhere. Some of the new administration's anti-DEI initiatives have been temporarily blocked in federal court. But if the Supreme Court is consistent, they will treat the DEI policies exactly the same. They'll do away with them all because DEI is discrimination. It doesn't matter what the letters stand for. Mm-hmm. When I says inclusion, unless you're a complete buffoon or you were born yesterday or you live under a rock, you know that when they say inclusion, they mean exclusion. That's just, and that's if you're being honest. So it's not about inclusion. It's about exclusion. So I think that this precedent that has been set by the court, I think it is huge. I think it is a huge step forward for America. Mm-hmm. I am quite sure that there are going to be people who vehemently disagree and are going to wet themselves being so upset over this ruling. But it's unanimous. You can't say, well, it was another one of those political down political lines. No, it was unanimous. What did the court agree? Discrimination is wrong. Mm-hmm. All right. take that lefty progressives. Your rights are individually based. Like I've been telling you for decades. Okay.
Some folks are.
I feel a little bit better.
But some folks are just slow learners, Bob. You know, it's not your fault. You know.
Apparently.
You've done your part.
Hey, coming up, what is this No King's Day stuff? And is it going to impact us locally? We're going to get to that in a little while. But first, coming up next, we've got our friend Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America and their lawsuit. He'll explain. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They answer first, ensuring our safety 24/7. 97.3 The Sky salutes first responders. The Sky Valor Honors Program.
Valor, valor, valor.
June is the month of valor on 97.3 The Sky. Every weekday at 8:35, we recognize the bravery of local law enforcement and first responders. This is what valor is all about, shining a light on these heroes who are first on the scene when the unthinkable happens. We honor their life-saving efforts that go above and beyond the call of duty to keep us all safe. The 9th Annual Sky Valor Honors Program, presented by Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. Special thanks to Crime Stoppers of Alachua and Levy Counties, Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, and BJ Trophies. Saluting Sergeant John Dial, Deputy Rob Lee with the Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office. October 16th of last year, a 911 call received. A subject suffering from a medical crisis. Within 6 minutes of receiving the emergency call, Dial and Lee on the scene of the subject's residence. Upon arrival, CPR was initiated. Due to their quick response and emergency training, the subject was able to be stabilized once Gilchrist fire rescue personnel arrived and transported for further care at a medical facility. this one call is representative of the numerous acts above and beyond the call of duty provided by Dial and Lee. For their fast action and life-saving professionalism, the Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office and 97.3 The Sky are proud to salute Sergeant John Dial and Deputy Rob Lee as today's Sky Valor honorees. Sky Valor Honors Program, presented by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, Campus USA Credit Union, and special thanks to BJ Trophies, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, and Crime Stoppers of Alachua and Levy Counties. Tomorrow morning, at 8:35, we'll recognize another Sky Valor honoree. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:36. Yep. Riots going on in New York, L.A., although overnight seemed to have calmed down a little bit. But then upcoming, we have this No King's Day thing that could be nationwide. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But first, our Second Amendment protector, Gun Owners of America's Louis Valdez. Louis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And you got to tell Greg to lower the sauna. I know he likes it hot and steamy, but he's got to close the door or just turn it off.
Oh, thank you. And if he would do the same in the studio, although he's been good lately, and yes. And I haven't been sweating profusely, so we found some good common ground. But Louis, welcome. Listen, I understand. Tell us about where these lawsuits are at that have been filed and what they have to do with.
So as you're aware, our lawsuit here in Florida, we're challenging Florida's open carry ban and the under 21 carry ban restrictions. We filed back in August in federal court, and just last week we filed a motion for summary judgment. We're basically telling the court, saying, hey, look, rule in our favor. The state's argument is absolute bupkis. There's no historical analogy that fits with the text, history, and tradition as required by the Bruin decision, and let's go forward and repeal gun control.
Wow, that would be great. And do you have a timetable of when you think the court may rule?
The courts, sadly, typically move at two speeds, glacial and tectonic. hopefully, they're a little bit faster than that. And as soon as we get abreast of what's going on, we'll let you know. You know, you guys are the first ones to find out after, of course, we find out what the courts are doing. But it's in the end, it's a positive thing. We think the courts should rule favorably, especially after the Attorney General's statements regarding the under 21 purchase ban case that's being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, when he said, look, we're not going to fight in court. I think that sends a clear, strong message to the federal judges operating in Florida, saying that the state of Florida is not going to fight gun control.
Wow, that would be this would be awesome if it if and when this does occur. And then, wasn't there a change recently that had to do with the state of emergency and guns and ammo not being sold? Where are we at legally there?
So legally, with that is 870.044, the law that banned the sale of firearms and ammunition during declared states of emergency. That has been outright repealed. GOA fought tooth and nail to get that repealed. We got it passed in the House and the Senate. That was actually the only pro-gun bill to pass this legislative session under a Republican supermajority. The governor has signed it into law. And it's crucial now, especially with what's going on across the country and this No King's Day scheduling. You know, there's going to be events supposedly held all across the state of Florida. And look, I'm all in favor of people exercising their First Amendment rights, but these events tend to turn chaotic and violent. And the fact that previously under state law, Floridians wouldn't have been able to purchase a firearm or ammunition to defend themselves, their loved ones, their businesses, their homes, their property during a declared state of emergency like a riot was ludicrous. That's the time when Floridians need the Second Amendment the most.
Yeah, talk about terrifying. I mean, it is an act of terror when you like close down an interstate. Can you imagine your family on there, say your wife with a young child or something, and they're trapped in their vehicle, and these mob-like crowds are growing angrier. And look, like you say, many of... Oh, looks like we lost them there. Yeah, anyway, I was concerned about folks that are like caught up in these type events, and then all of a sudden they're surrounded by people. What right. do you do? And I'm not saying open the window and start shooting, but no. you have to have some way to attempt to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could light your car on fire. I mean, you're really the will of the mob. I mean, it is tough. Is he on right now?
Yeah.
Lewis, you back?
Yep.
All right.
Yep, don't know what happened there.
No, I don't either. But listen, so repealing that emergency ban, that's a good idea. We don't know what's going to happen with this No King's Day. We hope it's peaceful, but we know that there's a lot of, interlopers and mob-type people that are looking for a way to commit violence, and they try to hide within a crowd of what could normally be, you know, peace-loving folks just, doing their First Amendment thing. Let me ask you this. Where are we at with the big, beautiful bill and the suppressors? Because it seemed like we're on such a good path, I'm afraid someone's going to try to strip it out of there.
Well, as of right now, the Democrats are literally lying to try to make the Byrd Rule apply to the Hearing Protection Act. They're claiming that, the HPA doesn't apply because this changes enhanced background checks for NFA firearms. Look, it's bull, because suppressors undergo the identical FBI background check that normal firearms go through. It's just arbitrarily delayed by weeks, months, and up to years because of the NFA process. So they're already been caught in lies. We fully believe that the HP will not be stripped from the bill because clearly it's a tax. And that's how reconciliation works. It's a budget issue. And the Hearing Protection Act in the NFA as a whole is a tax. It's not anything else. There's nothing else being changed. It's just saying, hey, they're getting rid of a tax. No more, no less. Just like any other tax cut or tax addition during a budget bill. That's all this is.
Well, and again, we hope for the best outcome. We hope that you're right on that, and that... Now, the good things will prevail for gun owners, for our Second Amendment. And, you know, I've had several discussions with everybody from the Florida Attorney General and other high-ranking officials, and they are concerned about kind of this changing legislature that, although they call themselves Republicans, many of them, have said, oh, if we can't beat them as Democrats, just join them. And I think that we've got a lot of folks that are that are Republicans in name only. And, when the primaries come out, we got to really choose carefully. And I know you guys are all over it, right, as far as vetting candidates?
Very much so. And you said it best. There's a lot of Republicans in name only. A lot of these folks are at heart Democrats that simply changed jerseys to Team R to run for office. And this legislative cycle is an example of that. Look, we have a Republican supermajority, and the only pro-gun bill that passed was repealing the ban on the sale of firearms and ammunition during declared states of emergency. Yes, that's a good bill, but that's low-hanging fruit in the grand scheme mm-hmm. of things.
Yeah.
But they constantly campaign that they're pro-gun. We shouldn't even have to file a lawsuit to challenge the open carry and under 20 carry ban. The legislature should have repealed it, but they refused to. But they proclaim their pro-gun.
Yeah, and some of them are very good people, but they're powerless if things don't make it out of committee, if you don't get to take it to a vote. And those are the power players that are stopping some of these actions, and we're going to try to stay on top of it. I know that you definitely are. Lewis, let me ask you this. What other upcoming challenges do we face in terms of being gun owners, the Second Amendment advocates? You know, what do you see coming up around the bend? Is there any more positive things coming out from perhaps maybe other states?
Well, some of the positive things that we're seeing is other states are passing legislation to outright ban red flag laws from being enacted in their states. And a number of states are looking through their legislation to fix their NFA categories with suppressors and short barrel rifles and short barrel shotguns. So that's a good thing. And on the national level, we have a lawsuit in Illinois challenging their assault weapons ban and magazine capacity ban. And as we spoke previously with regards to the U.S. Supreme Court, Kavanaugh said that the AR-15 issue will be brought up in a term or two. And we believe that will possibly be our Illinois case.
Well, all right. Hopefully we'll have a positive resolution on that. Banning a sport rifle, absurd by people that are in the know, but, well, you've got politicians at work.
Yes.
So, Lewis, always a pleasure. Keep fighting the good fight for us, my friend.
Same here. Keep being a shining beacon of liberty on the airwaves.
You got it. Lewis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's 8:45. We still have a ton of stuff to try to catch up on. All the information and headlines of the day, it's all coming at you next on 97.3 The Sky. Things are busy enough in our area, but occasionally we want to know what's going on in the world around us a little bit wider when it comes to the state of Florida. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:51, and it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and Osceola County, which, of course, even if you live here, you're very familiar with Osceola County, right? That's where Kissimmee is. Yeah, I say it jokingly. listen to this. What's going on there? This is pretty big. A co-defendant of suspended Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez in alleged illegal gambling operations was booked into the Lake County Jail Tuesday night. Sheldon Weatherholt, 38, arrested by the Lake County Sheriff's Office at 11:08 p.m. Tuesday, booked in to the jail there minutes later, charged with racketeering and conspiracy to commit racketeering. Two other co-defendants, Sharon Fedrick and Carol Cote, were arrested last week and have since been released on bond. One other co-defendant, Ying Zhang, is still wanted in the case. According to a press release from the Florida Attorney General, James Uthmeyer, who we just spoke to just a few minutes ago on some other issues, this gambling operation we're referring to apparently generated over $21.6 million in illicit proceeds. And that's why the Osceola County Sheriff is currently suspended Sheriff Lopez. So this is, and really I hadn't heard anything about this until recently, but this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was a, well, alleged, you know, big gambling operation taking in millions and millions of dollars. And it seems like more and more people, you know, just like this. This is a third co-defendant. You had, like, I believe she was like an executive assistant. She was fired in the last few days. So this one is kind of an interesting one to watch. And I mean, Osceola County is not the most populated county, but it's not exactly podunk either. So it is kind of interesting that they were able to pull something like this off, some kind of operation.
Really?
And especially these days where, let's see, if you're in Osceola County and you get on the highway, you're literally not too far from like a legal gambling facility, like a Hard Rock.
So it's kind of like, why bother?
Well, yeah,
like,
I mean, why
go down that road?
Why take a chance?
Risk it, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, as long as you've got customers that are willing to pay, illegal activities take place, unfortunately, all the time. But you would think, like, the customers themselves, like, well, why wouldn't I go to a place that I know is on the up and up? Like, if you think the house, you know, favors the house, what do you think it's like when the people running the whole show is basically, well, organized crime? That's what the whole racketeering charge is all about. So, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. In the modern era. Well, heck, there's still dogfighting that goes on. And every time, you know, we hear about a bust in that area, we're shocked by it.
Yeah, it's like, really? That's still a thing?
Yeah.
Right.
But it still goes on. Well, all right. I just wanted to kind of catch up. I just thought, you know, because I'll look at things, you know, going on in Central Florida. And, yeah, they've got, you know, they've got crime. They've got the man stabbed with machete. Was actually driven to the hospital by his attacker. So see, there's nice people live in Central Florida.
Yeah, they'll give you a ride when you got a machete attack. Yeah.
But, well, Greg,
Yes.
You're not blaming the person, are you?
Oh.
Clearly the machete's fault.
No, we need machete bands.
The machete.
Machete.
Talks to me and says.
Yeah, exactly.
Cut.
Right.
Yeah. That's not good.
No, it's not.
All right.
And it'll leave a mark.
And, you know, it is hurricane season.
Oh,
hate
yeah.
to say it out loud, but it is. And we'll keep you apprised of any changes coming our way. Look, there's so many people that are like amateur meteorologists now. And I'm not saying that there's, you know, not some people that seem to have acquired maybe somewhat of a skill set. But there's so much out there that, you know, who's going to get, you know, noticed.
Yeah.
Are going to be some of these people that are going, oh, yeah, 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 next week, not sure, but looks like there's something stirring.
And they're all over YouTube, all over Facebook, yeah.
And of course, you know, there are some factors you could check certain boxes and say, well, yeah, I mean, there's a chance something could be stirring up,
mm-hmm.
but you could pretty much say that from now until November, so... We'll separate the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, watch out for
whatever the chaff is,
yeah.
We'll separate it.
Uh-uh. No clickbait here. Well, maybe a tease once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is 8:56. Wow. We are cruising right along, my friends. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast in case you miss any of the great interviews or any of the other compelling content. Wherever you normally download your podcast, do that. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. 9 o'clock stretch is up next. 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.